So, thanks everyone for coming. I hope you can hear me. Okay, I'll try to, but... my name is Sevlat, and I'm the author of RSpamD, and I've spent quite a significant part of my professional career working with email spam. In this presentation, I will talk mostly about using of LLM for spam detection, as was announced. So it's mostly a kind of experimental feature. I'm not quite sure that it will be suitable for everyone, but it might be interesting as an experiment and interesting in terms of, you know, possibilities. But I would like to start my presentation from this slide, because when I walked in central of London, there is a very ancient medieval cemetery in London, and I walked through it quite a lot of times, and I've seen this tomb, and this is tomb of Thomas Baez. And I'd like to say that without Bayesian, we would have no kind of proper content anti-spam, and that was the first ability to filter emails based on their content. And that's why I think that this mathematician was very important for all development of machine learning, of statistics and stuff like that, and in particular in email, that was the first example of the content filtering. So many of you maybe heard about the article of Paul Graham about note of spam, and he mentioned the bias engine. So Bayesian engine is actually one of the examples of supervised learning. So you need to train it, and without training it's useless. But the main advantage of Bayes, and why I like Bayes for content filtering, is that it can easily adopt for new content. So it's, the idea is quite simple, and I will talk about it soon, because I want to explain how it works in a nutshell. Because it might be useful to understand why I was interested in LLMs. Bayes is really very fast, so I would say that it's one of the fastest methods to kind of do classification. And apparently it's very cost effective. So you can just store your database, query it, and you have completely nothing to do some sort of computational work. So let me explain very quickly about how it works, maybe an example for RSpamD, but let's imagine that we have like three samples. And in each sample we have like maybe other tokens, but we have something like best Viagra, best wishes, best efforts, best wishes, and again best wishes, because best wishes is one of the common words that is met in email. Then we kind of trying to train that. And each tokens combination, each words combination, like two words is one token. In other Bayesian engines, there are sometimes one word, sometimes more than one word, but basically there is no significant difference. And then what you do is actually you count number of these tokens that were met in spam and ham. That's it. So the whole your Bayesian database is actually the, some representation of tokens and the counts, nothing else. So as I've said, it's very simple. And if you want to calculate something like we have another like fourth email with best wishes, so how can we detect what token is it? So the formula is quite simple. So we basically just summarize weights and divided by number of learns, because the more learns we have, the less relative weight we have. So basically for best wishes we again have weight of like normalized weight for one and one for ham and spam. So basically what does it mean? It means that this token is neutral. So we can't say if it's ham or spam. But the combination of tokens is very important. So after all, you get some sort of number for spam and number for ham, and then you can apply something like Bayesian probability, inversely squared distribution. So there are lots of statistical methods about how to get from counts to from frequencies to probabilities, and that's it. So the method is very simple, and the database is very simple as well. So you just store the number of occurrences and nothing else. But as you see, the Bayesian classifier doesn't actually know about the context anything. So for example, it just operates with tokens, nothing else. And that's a bit problematic. So I'll explain all problems that I personally had with Bayes. So the first problem is that Bayes is very good for your personal email. Why? Because, for example, you have some sort of ham that you receive from your trusted kind of friends, relatives, colleagues, mailing lists, maybe some social networks, internet. But that's the variety of ham is actually quite low for each individual person. And that's actually very good for Bayes, because basically you have your own topics. So for example, I have my own interests, and my own database is quite different from other databases. But for me, it's good. So personal Bayes is really very effective and straightforward approach. But it doesn't understand emails. So for example, how